The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 3rd, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. A new report shows despite getting billions of dollars from the federal government under the American Rescue Plan, many airlines continue to interrupt travelers' plans with cancellations, and they are slow to issue refunds.
When the pandemic hit in early 2020, air travel in the U.S. and across the world almost completely stopped. But in recent months, as the airlines begin to add flights, customers are complaining of multiple canceled and delayed flights, denied refunds, and customer service failures. Diane Brown heads the Arizona PIRG Education Fund, which issued the report. She calls it outrageous that the airlines took taxpayer funds but refused to deal fairly with their customers.
The airline industry has been short-staffed, and that has caused consumers to have flight cancellations that often have a rippling effect.
Airlines blamed air traffic control, inclement weather, computer outages, and a lack of available flight crews for stranding or delaying passengers. Mark Richardson reporting.
CNN reports that Congress averted a government shutdown Thursday evening when both chambers voted to pass a stopgap bill to extend funding through mid-February after party leaders brokered a deal to overcome GOP brinkmanship over vaccine mandates. Final tally on that in the Senate was 69-28. CNN notes that passage of that stopgap bill ahead of the Friday at midnight deadline ended a standoff that had threatened to trigger a shutdown when a small number of Republican senators objected to Biden's vaccine requirements. Connecticut, now among several states working on what the new recreational marijuana industry will look like, a coalition wants to ensure racial justice will be part of it.
The Alliance for Cannabis Equity is a collaboration between ConCorp, a community development organization, and The Workplace, a workforce development group. Connecticut's recreational marijuana law also created a social equity council to ensure communities of color that have seen the disproportionate effects of the war on drugs have equal access to the marijuana business sector. Carlton Highsmith with ConCorp sees the Alliance as an independent group working in concert with the council.
And it would be such a shame if the intent and spirit of the law were not realized because people didn't have information. That, I think, would be the most tragic of consequences. And that's driving us as well to make sure we try to be that authoritative resource guide for the community.
Governor Ned Lamont signed the bill into law in June, making Connecticut the 19th state to legalize recreational marijuana. I'm Emily Scott.
This is PNS. New York State United Teachers released a new report this week. It includes recommendations from educators about how best to shape the future of public education in the state.
NYSUT President Andy Pallotta says the union's Future Forward Task Force is suggesting deeper state investments in schools rather than returning students to pre-COVID standards. He says that means doing more to meet students' social and emotional needs by funding more school counselor positions.
Some of the ratios are tremendously high in the state, and we'd love to see those come down in a big way. Like, let's not just make it 1 to 1,000 or 1 to 500. Let's try and get it to 1 to 250 students, 1 to 200 students.
He adds cities in New York could be using leftover federal pandemic relief money to fund these positions in their school districts. Anna Kayla Savitt reporting.
And Maryland civil rights groups are proposing a lawsuit against Baltimore County there if it adopts its current redistricting plan, claiming the map weakens representation for the area's diverse population.
Ryan Coleman is president of the Randallstown NAACP, which would join with the ACLU of Maryland in suing the county. He says the African-American population in the area has soared to about 30% over the past 10 years, and in some districts to 50%. Yet the potential map packs the black vote into just one district, maintaining a white majority in the other six districts, which the U.S. Supreme Court has counseled against in the Voting Rights Act.
The map that they have drawn will dilute the African-American voting power. And you can't tell me that with 300,000 African-Americans in an 800,000 person county that we can only get one African-American on the council.
I'm Diane Bernard.
California-based facilities are refining half of all the oil drilled in the Amazon rainforest. That's according to a report released Thursday by the groups Amazon Watch and Stand.Earth.
Now, organizations that fight climate change are calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to end oil imports from the Amazon region. Los Angeles City Councilmember Paul Koretz says California should not be a party to the destruction of a region that sequesters a huge amount of carbon and circulates 20% of the world's oxygen.
As the Amazon is being logged, burned, and drilled and converted to other land uses, we're losing more and more of it, and at some point, it could cause climate change to be impossible to reverse.
The oil industry claims these moves will cost the state jobs and tax revenue. I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service member and listener supported. We're heard on great radio stations. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.